Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Not just Doug Steffen, but Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who each week at this time goes through the charts that he and his staff have come up with the revelation of the top 10 stories of the week on the News Talk Radio circuit. The people on the list as well. Radio is on the front lines. News Talk Radio stations have covered this thing very well, I believe. So let's talk about how it's working, some of the things that are on the top of the list. Certainly a lot of talk about no fluff this week, Michael. Not that we ever have fluff, but once in a while we get off on a sidetrack, a little fluffy.
Fluff is part of it. I mean, there's even fluff attached to this because it's so extraordinary. You have to laugh a little bit or you're going to cry.
Sure do.
But I don't remember any issue being as dominant in terms of controlling the national conversation on talk radio as this story. And people go, "What story is that?"
Unprecedented.
You know,
did you say unprecedented is the word for it?
I'm trying to put myself back into the mindset that we had at 9/11. 9/11 was similar, but 9/11 was a quickly evolving story, whereas this thing is, it's all at once, so many aspects to it. So, it's apples and oranges, but let's just say that for the past 20 years, we have not seen anything so consuming in terms of what you and I are here to talk about, and that is what people are talking about.
And should we ask you as an ancillary question, how did it get so out of control? Is that a subset to all of this? Certainly the way that
how it got out of control, I think, would be along one of the topics we're going to discuss, because we've had to break it down to 10 components.
Yeah.
So the level of conversation and the tone of conversation is one of the subjects of the conversation. So let's get into it. It isn't the only thing, but that's more of us sticking to a principle than, because I don't like absolutes. I mean, to say nobody's talking about anything else is just ridiculous. So at number 10, we have immigration reform, race relations, and climate change. They're always out there. At number 9, we have the Saudi oil war and Putin's power grab. Those have been discussed.
Character. And the Putin, man, that was something that did get us off the wheel of coronavirus. This guy has got a lot of balsam, man, I'll tell you. He's apparently the modern day mobster, supreme.
He's a hell of a politician. He is a don. He is a modern day mobster. But then again, there's not that much difference between how states are run and how mob families are run in many cases behind the scenes. You know, power is power, and organized power is organized power. Some of it is on the right side.
Saudi Arabia that we focus on. I know that's it's just as bad.
You know, and then we have at number 8, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced. That certainly was obscured by the coronavirus, but it's a big story. And it's tied with Prince Andrew in England. He's the younger son of the Queen, not to be confused with the Prince running around in the gossip columns. Although he's in the gossip columns, Prince Andrew feels heat and the Me Too movement. We could talk about that if you want. Now let's get into the realm of the coronavirus. At number 7, we have the coronavirus and sports entertainment events. And it's beyond sports and entertainment. School
cancel,
closings.
Cancel, cancel.
Cancel and shutdowns and telemarketing, although that always happens. There's nothing worse than in the middle of all this getting somebody calling you to sell you something.
Right.
Coronavirus and U.S.-China relations at number 6. Coronavirus and the media at number 5. That touches on some of the area that you brought up is, what is the proper way to talk about this? Are we going to instill fear and panic, or are we going to suppress it and not tell the truth? And then again, how do you find the truth, and who's politicizing it, et cetera, et cetera. Number four ties into that, coronavirus and politics, and the presidential race. And we've separated them as two topics tied at number four, because the coronavirus has its own politics. And then, do you remember that there is a presidential race going on? It sure has turned that into a back burner issue.
Well, one of the things that also has got people on their high horse, Nancy Pelosi has added some stuff to the bill, the bipartisan bill to support the needs the country has for coronavirus. She's trying to add on something that the Republicans will find offensive. And so it just shows you again the politics rules the day, even when there's no common sense attached to it.
She's a fool for doing that.
Yeah, sure is.
And number three, coronavirus and the economy, and there are scams you have to watch out for. So that's all
Steve
part of that.
Oh yeah.
He's on top of it. Is he going to be with us later?
Yes.
Maybe he'll talk about pump and dump. He wrote that story in the.
What is it?
Pump and dump is when you think you're buying a bargain in the stock market because it's been pumped up, and then they dump it and you wind up with nothing. Don't be greedy, folks. Don't be greedy. Greed opens the door to being scammed.
Yep.
Got to be careful. I'll take advantage of this. The market's down. Let's buy stock. You know, all that stuff. You're going to make a huge mistake because we don't know where this is going.
Could keep going down.
It could. And number two, coronavirus and healthcare. That's obvious. And number one, we pick coronavirus and psychology. We think the psychology of this is every bit as important as the actual physical manifestation of healthcare and the way people feel the emotions of this. And back to what you talked about before, the appropriate way to report on it. And how do you serve the public without hurting the public in terms of conveying information?
People look around and see what's going on. I have a listener. I read a portion of a letter on the other hour of this program, the review with the talk radio host. So a letter from a listener in Italy who wanted to tell us this lady went through what was going on, what her experience has been. You know, we tend to think also of our medium as being domestic, but it really isn't. Because of the things that you can do on the podcast apps, the Apple, Stitcher, Blog Talk, Talk Stream Live, wherever it is, iTunes, people listen to us all around the world. And when I say us, many of the people who are doing conversational radio have an audience that is far broader than just the border or the walls of our country. So this lady has been listening, and she sent me her experience in Italy for the past two or three weeks. And it was extraordinarily enlightening because it was a first-person account of what she had experienced as an Italian in this nightmare that they have right now. And she basically said, "This is, you guys haven't seen it." It was pretty chilling, actually, Michael, to read the letter. This is the reality. This is what we've been through, and you're about 2 weeks away from it. That's basically what she said. So,
We'll see. I hear what you're saying, and definitely nightmare is a.
Well, I like it because it's nice to have people listening with a perspective, because we've become such a small world. People listening to these programs here, there, and everywhere, and they want to help. So,
let's go to the people survey. We have Vladimir Putin at 10. This people list is just the best we could come up with. There's so many people being talked about that it's one of our most inaccurate lists, but of all time. But it's the best we could do. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, Mohammed bin Salman. MBS. At 8, Harvey Weinstein and Prince Andrew. Xi Jinping at 7. Number 6, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. The announcement that they're having that.
Tom Hanks is going to die now! Oh, can't tell you how many people I heard that from. If he's going to die, this must be serious.
Well, if Tom's
not going to die,
of course he's not going to die. At least not from this, and not now. But the announcement that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were diagnosed with this disease within minutes of the president's speech this past week created an awful cascade of mood and fear that came during what seemed like a a night from the Twilight Zone.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I'm feeling like a zombie here. I just don't know. The weather in California is awful.
Is that where you are? Are you in California right now?
I'm in California, yeah.
Doesn't that sound funny to the listeners? I don't know where you are. Okay. We sound like we're in the same room.
Michael's in Florida. I'm in California. But it is. And we both go to our respective winter places for the same reason. And yet I feel like I'm a horse out of water here. Especially
a horse out of water.
Cow out of water. Whatever. A horse off the field.
Fish out of water.
Yeah, that too. So in terms of what, you know, I would go back to the farm normally maybe a month from now. But I'm thinking I'm going to pack up and get out of here in case Trump decides, because he yesterday or the day before said, well, maybe we'll close off California, Washington to the rest of the country. Well, then, you know, so this is the kind of stuff everybody's on edge because they don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring.
That's the part of this that makes it very anxious, anxiety-inducing, is that it's basically unprecedented. We don't know the trajectory of this storm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When it's a hurricane, you see the trajectory. Okay, we're going to have it for a day or two or three. It's going to go this direction. We don't know what the trajectory of this crisis is.
Maybe we should put the weatherman onto this. What do you think?
It's similar. You know, it's similar also to the discussion about, is the media hyping it up for the sake of raising ratings?
Yep.
You know, this storm is going to be the worst storm of the century, you know.
This doesn't hold a candle to September 11th, and yet it does. I mean, think about it. The reaction maybe is even worse now.
Well, natural disasters are equal, if not worse, in terms of stats and numbers to acts of war. Mm-hmm. I mean, a couple of, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people lost their lives in 9/11. When a hurricane could come through and destroy a whole city. And, you know, this comes down to the psychology of how the human mind processes and prioritizes danger. Mm-hmm. It's not always in proportion to the numbers and the stats. You know, an airplane crash has more of a disruptive impact on our psychology than statistics about car accidents. You know, it's more dangerous to drive a car than fly a plane, but the planes make us more nervous because of the nature of it. Let's go quickly because we're out of time. Mitch McConnell at 4, Joe Biden, Bernie at 3, Mike Pence at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. I know we have a break coming up.
We're going to dig into all of these things as we can. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the Talk Radio Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now a word from the folks at MyPillow, who have done something that really is going to set the rest of the market on its ear, because it's their first annual MyPillow Buy One, Get One Free sale. It's a BOGO sale. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. We're reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week of March 9th, 13th. Friday, the 13th. It's been Friday the 13th now for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's a cross between Friday the 13th, Halloween, and any other.
The Ides of March are also upon us.
Yeah, so that too. Throw that in.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of talk radio programs have served the audience. I said that at the beginning of the hour. Very well. A lot of expert doctors.
Who
know. I've been listening to the world's foremost pulmonologist, who goes on pretty much every night with Tim Conway Jr. on KFI here in Los Angeles. And the way he's... I have my own Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you know him.
Right.
One of the country's foremost cardiologists says, everybody calm down. This is not something... These two doctors are experts in their field, and they are explaining to people why they need to calm down and not react to the news media. Now, you have a theory, and I would love to hear it, and the audience would benefit overview of this and how to take it.
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure that people are not calm. I don't see hysteria. There's a difference between panic and hysteria. Panic is a word that, you know, it is a panic. There's no question this will go down in history as the great coronavirus panic of 2020. And I don't think it'll be into 2021, although the impact of this may go for years. Mm-hmm. It may have a cleansing effect and cause us to recalibrate what's important in life, you know. Maybe
September 11th did that for a year or so.
Right. Realign our political thinking in terms of about what the importance of government. You know, everybody, oh, government's too big. All of a sudden, where's the government? We need help. You know, left. My overriding theory that's above the fray of left-right politics and socialism versus capitalism and all that stuff is that it's all circumstantial. Left and right depends on which way the road goes. And you got to be able to opt for the left, opt for the right, depending on what the need is. But to answer your question, I think the panic, not the hysteria, the panic is the cure. I believe that we need to have this panic. We need to close everything down. I believe it's actually the right thing to do to stop this damn thing in its tracks. The funny thing about panic is that you have the argument, oh, are we overreacting? Are we underreacting? Think about Y2K, you know. Oh, look at all the stuff about Y2K. Oh my God, yeah. Planes are going to fall out of the sky, you know, nothing computers. Nothing happened. And then people say, see, it was no need to have the panic. But if it wasn't for the panic, something might have happened.
Yeah.
see, the panic puts out the problem. Well, this is that's the point. You know, it's better to be safe than sorry. And the panic creates the remedy that then makes it look like the panic was unnecessary, but in fact it was the panic that was the cure. So I kind of think that even though it seems to be overreaction, closing, you know, the baseball season is starting late, the NBA season stopping, Disney World is closed, oh my gosh, you know, I think that this is going to snuff this thing out pretty quickly, and then everyone will say, see, the president was right. The media overreacted. But I think it's better to be safe than sorry. I just hope it doesn't go too long, because then the damage inflicted economically and psychologically could be long in being repaired.
I don't think it is. Who knows, though? I mean, we're all talking like guys with paper ears, because you don't know how long. You look at Italy, you look at what's going on, if you believe anything that comes out of Iran, that country's basically shut down. Nobody's hearing anything. Nobody's getting in. Nobody's getting out. China, the same thing. What's to believe, what's not to believe. Supposedly the Chinese are maybe going to hold us hostage when it comes to all of our prescription drugs that they make over there if we don't start playing nice with them. So that is to be part of what we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are a number of coronavirus updates, including the fact that President Donald Trump declared a national emergency to head off the coronavirus outbreak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after the emergency declaration. The United States has now surpassed 2,000 confirmed or presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, and Joe Biden says he will not be tested for COVID-19 as he is not showing any symptoms, and one of D.C.'s most popular attractions is closing. Elevator access to the Washington Monument will now no longer be available, according to the National Park Service.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here in the second half hour of this week's overview of the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We've been through the stories and the people, a couple of asides. We try to keep it as we can. In this circumstance, there has to be a lighter side to all of these things if we can scratch around and find it. So for me, this week, the president and the president who would be, the man who would be president, both with microphones open, got caught with pretty profound vulgarities. Apparently, Trump, just before he addressed the nation, saw a spot on his shirt and said, F, look at that spot. And, you know, the microphone's on, so everybody heard him say it. And Joe Biden's out on the stump before during Michigan primaries. Some guy came up to him and confronted him about his gun record and guns. He looked at the guy and he said, "You're full of..."
Yeah.
And then he said, "When are you going? Want to step outside?"
Biden's funny that way. And of course, Biden's stock went up with the voters when he did that. But one of the things about Trump, he's sort of the Lenny Bruce of presidents. He has moved forward the organic nature of the English language. Certain words that you never would hear in the media have now become commonplace.
Right, exactly.
Which is part of history. I mean, there was a time when we couldn't go on the radio and say damn or hell.
Uh-uh.
No. And never mind say F as if we, you know, we're telling everybody what the F word is. Couldn't do that either. I have on occasion when, and I got away with it earlier on, I'm trying to remember when the first time I dared do it, it was a number of years ago, when instead of saying the word S, I spelled it on the air.
Ooh.
And
that's bold. Because I was going to ask, you before it went through my head and I edited it. I was going to say, how do you spell F?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's the fornication under consent of the king is where it came from. You know that?
Really?
Supposedly, yeah. That was an old expression.
Oh,
when we were kids,
cool.
That's what we learned. And then there is the whole business about, I say when somebody is, you know, got courage, I refer to it as having balsam. And, you know, some people used to think that was, you know, pushing the line. I don't think anybody thinks that now. But, you know, it's part of it. Now, speaking of pushing the line, here in California, all the universities are closed, but yet the public school systems are open. How, and people are scratching their head, okay, how does that make any sense? In my hometown in Massachusetts, they shut down schools till Monday. Okay, what's magic about Monday? And so, we've shut down things here. The colleges, my daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA. They're teaching them how to do their courses online. They've got a whole program so that they can have their kids virally on, Zoom. And in some cases, they're using, what's the one that begins with an S? What's the other ones? What's the
S-H-I-N?
No.
I don't know off the top of my head, but Zoom I know, and I do. Yeah. And my feeling about all that is that this is going to push forward, shall we say, the telecommuting. As a result of this, because once you start doing it, why go back? Hey, if we could teach our classes from you know home, why do we have to even have school?
Yeah,
which I've been saying for years. I'm radical when it comes to revamping the university system. I think
the whole education system.
Oh, totally. I think it should be run like a business.
Don't understand what's going on. Kids don't understand civics. They, you know, all of the discussion. One of the things about this last week, this Tuesday, the coronavirus didn't seem to affect the number of people who wanted to get to vote. But what's happening is the younger people are still not really voting, even though they support Bernie. A lot of them are not voting. And I think part of it is that the dumbing down of America, i.e., the elimination of civics and how our government works and how our system works, that has begun to take its toll, I think.
Oh, there's no doubt that Bernie is definitely the victim of the fact that young people tend to not vote. They'll go to demonstrations.
Yep.
They think that because they talk to their friends about it all the time, or they maybe say they're for Bernie in a poll, that counts. But then, I don't want to go to the... When it comes to voting, they don't go out, and they don't win, and then they complain. It's crazy. Voter turnout is the most important key to winning an election in a fractured society. And the young people today, you know, broad strokes comment. I mean, not every one of them, but for the most part, when your constituents are young, you've got a big problem on your hands because they may not come out to vote for you, and then they, want to know why they lost the election.
Yeah. I wonder how that'll... Do you think it's already taken place, the campaigns of Joe Biden and Bernie going...
No doubt.
Because they're not doing the rallies. They're not getting to people. So what's their choice? They go from now, the foreseeable future, into the world of... which has brought us to where we are, the world of digital expression. In a manner of speaking.
Well, if we didn't have digital expression right now, this coronavirus could bring our economy down. We're going to survive because we are able to work from home, because we're able to be in touch. Can you imagine if we didn't have the internet and we didn't have digital expression? We would be in trouble. We'd be in big trouble.
Do you think that it is our responsibility as good broadcasters to talk about the minutiae, for example, the way to clean and disinfect your phones? We were talking about that on the DJV program this week. Should the president call a national emergency? That kind of stuff. What's the impact not only here in our country but around the world? Oftentimes people say, we don't care what's going on outside America. But yet the world has become so small, and this is the perfect example of how that works, frankly. All right, so you're going to like this one.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting to. My friend Uri Geller told me on the air this week, this was his theory for how this all happened. You ready? everybody listening, this is what Uri Geller, the mind blower, some of the stuff he comes up with blows my mind. He's a mentalist. He says that the virus was created in that lab in Wuhan, the biological military weaponry lab, and the Chinese were giving it, or they'd sold it to the Iranians, and there was a transport. Fella had the virus, and he was trying to travel incognito. He flew to Milan so as not to be traced directly from China to Iran, and then back to Iran, and that's why the problem in Italy, and that's why the problem in Iran, because the virus was not protected as it should have been. It escaped, and that's why the problem is as it is. It's as plausible as anything else, isn't it?
Well, that's not the total monopoly of Uri Geller. I mean, that's one of the conspiracy theories that's floating around out there.
Yeah, right.
It might be true.
Yeah.
It might not be.
Yeah.
I mean, I do believe personally, and I don't have any proof, but I have reliable sources, that there is a certain degree of truth to this coming from the biolab 20 miles or 20 kilometers from the center of Wuhan, and
yep.
that this virus did not come from people eating bats.
No.
That was a false narrative. But I don't ultimately know, but I hear that, and that makes sense to me.
Yep.
There's a lot of evidence that indicates that, and I'm not going to start opening up that case. It'll sound like we're in a court of law. But but there is evidence to indicate that this comes from bio stuff going on in China. However, I do want to point out that the kind of bioactivity that goes on in the Defense Department of China or the military component of China goes on in every country in the world, including the United States, that every major country has bio labs.
Yep.
So it's not just the Chinese.
The Chinese are cheap, and they don't care. I mean, this guy who's he's doing the same thing, by the way, that Putin is doing, trying to concentrate his power in the time when the country's in chaos. And so, and somebody heard him say and translated it that if we lose 130 million people, okay, won't hurt us. It'll be good for us. You know, that kind of stuff. We've had the people from Epoch Times come on any number of our programs and tell us that the numbers are 40 times higher than what the government is telling us. So multiply everything that comes out of China's government by 40, and that's what the right number is. Deaths, people who have it, this kind of stuff. And so they've seemingly done a good job of containing it now in their country, but that's only for their own self-preservation. And you think they give a damn about what's going on in the rest of the world? Only as to how it affects what they can sell to the rest of the world.
From what I know about the Chinese, and I have a great love and high regard for the Chinese people.
People, yes.
The Chinese government is a ruthless band of rascals that don't care about their own people, let alone the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about power. Yeah,
Control power. That's what it's about. The folks at, speaking of power, how'd you like to have the power of Power Swabs working for you? Power Swabs cleans the coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains, the red wine stains off your teeth. This is the natural whitener developed by a general dentistry practitioner. He sold it to his friends, and then it became something that we can all get a hold of. It's the whitening system that actually works because it takes care of your teeth. It doesn't eat away at the enamel. In fact, just the opposite. It rehydrates the enamel on your teeth as it whitens them. If you have sensitive teeth, sensitive gums, and you've tried some of these other systems and they failed miserably, then you need to try Power Swabs. The way that down the road will last, your teeth will last better using Power Swabs. 800-208-1797, and then smile away. On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, number 10 is Vladimir Putin. He's trying to fix it so he can stay in power until 2034, and he'll probably pull it off. He's that kind of a desperado. Number 9 is Mohammed bin Salman, who is trying to bump off everybody in Saudi Arabia who might be a challenge to his being the leader there. Harvey Weinstein, number 8, the premier of China, number 7, who says it was the United States that was responsible for the virus, not him and his country. Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, at 6, Mitch McConnell, all of the presidential, well, I shouldn't say all of them because only two left on the Democratic side, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Mike Pence is number two, and Donald Trump comes out on top. I thought it was kind of interesting, the vulgarities from both Biden and Trump this week. Rather amusing, but catching some people off guard. The mic's always open. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Mayo Clinic is collaborating with IBM Watson to develop a clinical trial matching program. The Watson Cognitive Computing Program is helping doctors sort through more than 100 active studies at Mayo Clinic for breast cancer.
This cognitive system is basically set to be reviewing patient records the day prior to them coming to clinic. We've trained Watson to pull out the key data that we need in order to help match that patient to our clinical trial portfolio.
Mayo Clinic oncologist and breast cancer specialist, Dr. Tafaya Haddad.
So Watson, again, knows the list of trials, knows what inclusion and exclusion criteria are necessary for a patient to be eligible and could potentially participate in a trial.
Physicians can spend less time trying to match patients to clinical trials and instead spend more time talking to them about those options and what might work best for them. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the hot lists, the people that are on the list, and the stories. Let's start with the top 10 stories from Talkers for the week of March 9th to 13th. A couple of subsets here. Number 10, immigration reform and its connection is the coronavirus coming across the border. Number 9, the Saudi oil situation and the fact that prime minister or whatever we call him, the leader is, wants to get rid of anybody else who's in the way. Harvey Weinstein is at number 8, and then the coronavirus, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Its various implications on the healthcare system, the economy, presidential race, news media, relationships with China and other countries, and how we're doing, you know, no more sports, no more entertainment, nothing. All affected by the coronavirus. That's it. The list from Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. All right, so we got a few minutes left here, Michael, to work things over in terms of the way that we, I mean, I pick apart all of this stuff, the doctors who are going on the air and trying to calm everybody down, what's going on, and you cannot escape this stuff, whether it's athletics, it's going to the restaurant, it's just everywhere. And so this is going to continue. Would you suggest, for as long as it's a big, important story, is that we can't run out of things to talk about, right?
We're never going to run out of things to talk about. We're never going to, whether it's about the coronavirus or anything else. This coronavirus ties into so many topics that, if anything, there's more to talk about.
Yep.
Psychology, healthcare, the economy, philosophy, politics.
Charles Barkley is going to quarantine himself till he gets the results back as to whether he's got it or not.
Mm-hmm. I think many people are quarantining themselves simply by saying, yeah, I'm not going out. I'm not going out and doing anything unnecessary. And, you know, I have enough toilet paper to last for at least 3 days.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
It's a
mess.
From Seattle, that she shared her story of the infection and recovery to give people a bit of hope. She said, don't panic. This lady You look at these stories and you want to have the good stories out there. Elizabeth Snyder is her name. She lives in Seattle. She recovered from the coronavirus, and she said, don't panic, but do think about high-risk individuals and stay home if you feel ill. And that sounds like a push. She's 37 years old, got a PhD in bioengineering, was close to all of this stuff, understands the virus, so...
That's the key point that we should end our conversation with, is that this is not AIDS. It's not a death sentence. Most people who get it will recover relatively quickly. It's a tough disease, but it's not a fatal
price
disease.
Of gasoline going down like a rock. I have a friend who's in the oil and gas business. He lost $15 million this week. Not something to laugh about, but it kind of puts it in perspective, I guess. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our focus on legal aspects of some of the things, the coronavirus, obviously the big story of the week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor from Bentley University in the Boston area. And I want to, though, because of your expertise when it comes to scams, identity theft, that sort of thing, your website is probably going overtime, scamaside.com. You've written a book called Identity Theft Alert. The pump and dump scams that are on the market now. Will you please explain to folks, especially in this time when people are looking at their stocks go down like a rock and the stock market go down like a rock, what do we need to look out for?
Yeah, this is very interesting. And, you know, right now there are a wide variety of coronavirus type of scams that are hitting at people working at home, people concerned about getting information. But the pump and dump is an interesting one. This is an old scam that has just been updated for the coronavirus. And here's how it's working. People will get an email from a stranger telling them about a company, a small company, small cap cap company. We sometimes call them penny stocks. And these are legitimate companies. But what they're told is this company has got a cure or a therapeutic treatment that's effective for the coronavirus. Now, none of that is true, and the World Health Organization has said there are no cures or therapies at the moment. But people will get this, and they will in turn be prodded to buy the stock. Now, meanwhile, the scammers, they bought the stock in these companies when they were their appropriate low level. But by tricking people, fooling people, convincing people into buying it up, the victims of this scam, they keep buying this stock thinking they're going to get some amazing quick hit off of this investment. And of course the stock rises in price because of that. Once the stock does rise in price, the scammers sell theirs, take the big profit. Eventually the truth comes out, the stock price crashes, and the people who thought they got insider information and made such a good investment lose it all. So, you know, the lesson here is an easy one. You don't invest in things that you don't know about, and you really have to redo your research before you do any investing.
All right. Well, let me stay with this for a minute. This is not necessarily legal, but it may be. Somebody asked me recently, who was patient zero? That is, who is the first person who got this? The Chinese are spreading around a rumor that has taken root at the end of the week that there were a bunch of basketball players that came to the Military World Games that were held in October in Wuhan, and they were carrying the virus, whether for the government or whether they just had it because they were exposed to it here. And so now Chinese social networking is blaming it all on America. And you can imagine the Chinese having a picnic with this, lying bastards that they are. But, you know, who knows? This is back to who knows what the truth is.
Yeah, you know, here, first of all, there's no country on earth that controls its media more tightly than China, and the misinformation that comes from there is incredible. We don't have enough worldwide testing to be able to accurately say where this started and, you know, where it commenced, but it does appear with the evidence that we do have that indeed it did originate in China. It wasn't brought there from outside, and the fact that the initial instances where it became serious were there would tend to belie the fact of America, which didn't have instances of it until later. Those basketball players probably got infected when they went there,
there.
And took it back to their countries.
Right. Exactly. Ugh. All right, Harvey Weinstein got 23 years. You surprised he got that much?
You know, I got to admit, I was, and it was a situation looking at it, I was hoping. But when he didn't get convicted of the more serious predatory sex criminal charges, I thought he might get something somewhat less. He also is technically a first offender. The defense, they wanted 5 years, the prosecutors, they wanted 29 years, and the judge went on the heavy side. 23 is pretty heavy for this. I'm thrilled. I think it's a good message. Although Harvey, it even shows, you know, why it was a good sentence. Ever arrogant, you know, tells in court how he is a victim here. So
right,
he still doesn't get it, but it's a good message.
Well, he's in Bellevue. I think he had a heart attack after all of that. And happened to a nicer guy. All right. There it is. Some of the legal ramifications of our top stories and explanations as well. Check out Steve's website, scamicide.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.